Address by the Beloved Master Neptune. Introduction. May the gentle reader share the love of and thanksgiving for the gift of water, its mighty director, Beloved Neptune, and all the undines under his control. A little introspection will reveal how much water has meant to all mankind, elemental life, and the animal kingdom, who use the planet Earth as a temporary habitation. Further introspection will reveal how indebted are the evolutions evolving in the Earth, on the Earth, and in its atmosphere to Neptune and the water kingdom. Too long have mankind taken water, as well as the other elements given freely by the directors of the elements, for granted. The old adage, "You never miss the water till the well runs dry," applies to those who have used water so freely through the ages with little thought of its service. It would be wise to learn to love Neptune and his kingdom, to come into practical association with this kingdom, and through such loving cooperation with the water element, prepare for the days to come. Thomas Prince, Editor.
Purpose of the Water Element.
An address by Beloved Neptune, September 30th, 1955. Beloved children of the earth, I come as always as the servant of life. I have dedicated and consecrated my being, my purpose in this universal scheme, to the control of the water element, which forms by far the greater part of your planet. It also forms the greater part of your vehicles of expression, including your flesh forms. Therefore, for many ages, I have been the servant of the immortal flame of God, which chose to individualize itself through you, and I shall remain your humble and obedient servant as long as you require the assistance of that water element which has the power of purification within it. Water cushions the continents upon your planet. It provides ablution for the physical forms, refreshment for the internal organisms of those forms, and has provided for you the elemental substance which makes up your emotional bodies. I am come into your presence at your own invitation. That invitation has come through your attention upon my element, and through the calls and decrees for the freeing of elemental life within the water, from the pollution of the ages by mankind's effluvia. That invitation has come from your hearts in a desire to become friends with the great water spirits of the magnificent oceans, seas, lakes, and rivers, all of which serve the planet Earth under my control, providing waterways for transportation and the power by which industries produce that which is beneficial to the people. Water has served mankind on this planet since the first root race placed their feet upon the landed surface of the earth, and the very cushion of water has made the body of Virgo resilient, buoyant, and porous. The substance of water, in cooperation with that of Virgo, Aries, and the mighty Helios, has made possible your every harvest. Within your emotional bodies, the gift of the water element has given you the capacity to feel. The individual who cannot feel deeply has much to learn on the pathway toward God freedom. Beloved ones, as I bring you the blessings of my element, I also bring to you the gratitude from every ocean, sea, river, and body of water that you, individually and collectively, have acknowledged and blessed, as well as from the undines who have been imprisoned for many ages in the sewage spewed forth by the human consciousness. I am grateful indeed for this opportunity to speak into the emotional world of mankind, and to speak into the substance of the water element that composes it, because it enables me to anchor into it certain currents of energy, which will give personal, continental, and planetary protection in the days and years ahead. The divine complement of my life stream is the great and beautiful being known as Lunara, who is the silvery moon that Virgo is to the earth. Today, We create and sustain the rhythm which governs the tides. Have you any idea how much energy is required to bring the tide of a mighty ocean to flood and to control that body of water by the command, thus far and no farther? Also to control the countless millions of undines who live therein, many of them in the form of waves 80 and 90 feet in height, others as small as a drop of water. Do you realize the pull of love that is required to draw the ebbing tide, causing it to recede from the landed surface of the shore, and to control the energy that is within the power of centripetal force? That power I offer to you now. That power can be yours if you choose to accept it. Where the flood tides roll, where the rivers rise, where the skies emit an excessive amount of rains, by the power of Neptune, as I stand by your side, you too may be master of the water element. Remember and accept my momentum and that of my twin flame Lunara into your world and practice upon it. Practice now in the days of peace so that your momentum and feeling of confidence in the control of the water element may be one with my own. Consider in your feelings. Do you feel as assured as I do that the tides of the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans ebb and flow in exact rhythm? If you cannot feel the confidence of that control in yourself, then as the Father of the Waters, I charge and charge and charge my feeling of assurance and authority of love into your emotional bodies now. Accept it. And know with certainty that you too are now connected with my own self and likewise vested with the master control of this energy, especially in emergencies. All over the planet Earth, focuses of light have been created by individuals who have drawn around them life streams interested in the purification of the Earth. They are making fiats and decrees, issuing mighty calls, and singing the songs which call for the purification of the water element everywhere. All over the earth, like beautiful blazing fires ascending through the astral realm, the energy rising from groups of students in song and decree form conduits of light, making a connection between the atmosphere of earth and the realm where the ascended masters abide. Back through those conduits is pouring the cosmic purification from the heart of the Elohim of purity, as well as the beloved beings and powers who represent the cleansing of the emotional bodies of individuals and the race. Now again, I ask you to follow with me the picture and pattern of the electrons as they exist within your emotional bodies. This picture will help you much in your visualization and in your use of the powers of the sacred fire, to dislodge from around the electrons the discordant substance which you have drawn into your emotional vehicles by suction from the world without, through indulgence in thoughts of feelings of an inharmonious nature. Beloved ones, every feeling you entertain draws unto itself, through centripetal force of sympathy, the feelings of a like nature that float in the atmosphere, and these, coupled with the discordant feelings that you generate yourself in secret during your entire waking state, are drawn into the force fields around the electrons that make up your bodies, resulting in the feelings of heaviness, depression, and discouragement in the emotional body and your outer body as well. As the individual uses the powers of the sacred fire, such as the violet transmuting flame or the flame of cosmic Christ purity, what takes place? The wedges of dark, heavy substance around the electrons are loosened and gradually thrown off. The vibratory action of the electron increases and it vibrates more rapidly in its orbit around the central core of each atom. Then, as you consciously call to the beings who represent the virtues of a perfect ascended master nature, asking them to charge into the force fields around the electrons those virtues, they will do it. Thus you build into your emotional body a storehouse of constructive energy, which will act in the future as automatically as the destructive vibrations have acted in the past. Now let us look at this from a scientific standpoint. Early in your instruction, the beloved Saint Germain gave you a set of daily exercises which would be of tremendous assistance to you if you were to use them. Under the present pressure of daily living, this instruction seems to have receded into the background of your minds. But we present it to you here again, if you would care to accept it. The beloved Saint Germain suggested that before retiring at night, you stand in your room and, calling the violet transmuting flame into action, up, through, and around you, for at least 9 feet in every direction, you raise your hands to your I Am presence, asking it in Saint Germain to qualify those hands with the purifying power of the violet transmuting flame. Then, starting at the head, pass your hands down over your body to the feet, taking in as much of the body surface as you can reach with the hands. Now, with the left hand, sweep down over the right shoulder, arm, and hand, and with the right hand, give the left shoulder, arm, and hand the same treatment. Repeat this activity in its entirety about 3 times, shaking the hand from the wrist once in a while, by which action the substance is thrown into the surrounding violet fire. What is the purpose of this exercise and what happens when it is performed? Saint Germain has said that if you could see with the inner sight what takes place in the first part of the exercise, it is as though a close-fitting garment of black substance were being removed from the body with the hands. The second time you go over the body, the garment removed is of a dark gray substance. The third time, it is of a lighter gray color, and so on. Night after night, as you proceed with the exercise, this astral substance gets lighter and lighter in color and texture, until it is entirely removed from the body and actual purification takes place. This is real substance, beloved friends, with actual color, vibration, and feeling. Now, for lack of a cosmic screen, let us use the upper figure on the chart as the visual aid. Will you please consider this figure as a magnified electron, the beams of light pouring from it, forming the force field of one electron. That electron may be part of any one of the 4 lower bodies, the emotional, mental, etheric, or physical, each electron, of course, being composed of the natural element to which the body belongs, that is, air, earth, fire, or water. These electronic particles have within their center an intelligence which is a replica of your own individualized I Am presence. Countless electrons form the atmosphere of the 7 spheres. They form the tiny light particles that you see floating in the atmosphere on a bright, shiny day. They make up the atmosphere of the 7th sphere, where the beloved Saint Germain's temples are located, where the etheric bodies which you use were created. They form the atmosphere of the 6th sphere, where the beloved Jesus dwells and where your emotional bodies were fashioned. They form the atmosphere of the 5th sphere, where the beloved Hilarion dwells and where your outer mental consciousness was formed before you took embodiment. They form the atmosphere of the 4th sphere, in which the beloved Serapis Bay dwells and where your holy Christ self was designed. These electrons form the atmosphere of the 3rd sphere, in which the beloved Venetian dwells, where your causal body first took distinct form. They form the atmosphere of the 2nd golden sphere, where your individual I Am presence was created, and they form the natural atmosphere of the 1st sphere, where our beloved Moria dwells, where your white fire body coalesced around the 3-fold flame of your individuality. In each sphere, these electrons ensoul the color, the quality, and the nature of the Chohan, the archangel, and the Elohim, and the sphere in which they abide, upward from the 7th to the 1st. Now, The electrons which make up the atmosphere of the seven higher spheres are intelligent, minute beings. They are the substance of which primal life itself is composed and actually make up the body of the Godhead himself. They also compose the substance which has been sent forth by him into the physical appearance world, and it is from them that every manifest expression is formed. In each sphere, these electrons are utilized by the immortal flame of God through any self-conscious being, master, angel, or man. When you chose individualization and your immortal flame descended into the fourth sphere, where the Holy Christ Self was fashioned, elemental light, which is composed of countless of these tiny electrons, was magnetized by your own God identity and drawn around the flame within your heart by the builders of form. Because elemental life is obedient and always mirrors that which it sees, the intelligence within the electron immediately took on the pattern of your individualized thought form. For example, Maltese cross, rose, star, etc. These electrons then joined together and began to move around a central core of love, forming the atoms of your physical and inner bodies. The number of electrons making up each atom was determined by the God intelligence which created your vehicles for a specific purpose. The speed with which electrons move in their orbits is determined by the feeling of the evolving being whose instruments these various vehicles were intended to be. Permit me to illustrate this as follows. The ascended master body is made up of these beautiful electronic particles, all in constant motion, moving so rapidly that they cannot be seen by the human sight. The feelings of perfection with the ascended being make and keep the vibratory action of his atoms so rapid that they only emit light, which the outer consciousness of the majority of unascended mankind can neither see nor hear, because of the speed with which they move, as well as the transcendent quality of their radiation. However, the master, being in full conscious control of the rapidity of his own electrons, can slow them down at will to a point where the master presence may be visible and tangible to the physical sight, if at any time the necessity should arise for the investment of such a concentration of energy. In every sphere, these electrons have cooperated with their individualized I Am presence in the building of your various bodies. From the electronic body down to your physical vehicle, pure electronic light responded to the pole of the immortal threefold flame in your heart and fashioned for you each one of the various vehicles through which you find expression. For example, the electronic body, the causal body, the Holy Christ Self, the emotional body, the mental, the etheric, and the physical form. Electronic light circling around the central core of millions of atoms make up your flesh body. Now, what has happened to these perfect vehicles, which were created to allow the life stream the privilege of co-creation with God? In the upper figure on the chart, which we are using as an illustration of a much magnified electron, the substance of imperfection, or effluvia, has been wedged in between the light rays that pour forth from the central core. This dark substance looks like pie-shaped wedges, as it has been forced into those spaces through the centuries. These spaces should be filled only with light substance so that the tiny electrons might be able to spin freely around their central core. When this dark substance is present, however, it slows down the vibrations of the electrons which make up the atoms of your inner bodies, as well as your flesh body. How is that done, you ask? By the absorption of the discordant effluvia of the outside world through individuals' attention upon and the acceptance of the discordant feelings released by the mass of the people, whether those feelings be fear, depression, impurity, rebellion, hate, whatever they may be. Into these wedges is drawn the dark substance energy qualified with too low a vibration to emit light. What effect has this on the electrons as they spin around the central core of the atoms? It bogs them down. In other words, it slows down the motion of the electrons, and even as the Earth groans because of the heavy weight of man's discord, which it carries as it turns on its axis, so do the electrons in their endeavor to keep circling around the central core of each atom at their natural speed, carry the weight which has been absorbed by contagion, affiliation with discord, in your feelings, your mind, your etheric body, and your flesh form. Now, dear ones, I call to the beloved Jophiel and to the beloved Cassiopeia to give you the following picture clearly. When you call to the powers of the sacred fire, or to any of the ascended beings connected with that activity, you would, if you had inner sight, see that violet fire passing through your flesh body, and the etheric garment which interpenetrates it, as well as through your mental and emotional bodies. There it loosens and throws off into itself for purification the dark substance that is responsible for the slowing down of the vibrations of these bodies. This is the action which took place in the bodies of those who were privileged to sit within the atomic accelerator in Saint Germain's retreat. The sacred fire of purification, which is the violet fire of freedom's love and mercy, renders this same service and makes each one of your four lower bodies lighter. Why? Because as you consciously invoke that violet fire and see it sweep up in through and around that dark, heavy substance, it instantly obeys your command, and that effluvia is removed from the force field around each electron and transmuted into pour light again through the action of the sacred fire. This removal of the discordant substance allows the electrons in your flesh and inner bodies to spin more rapidly, thus making these bodies more sensitive to the presence of the Holy Christ Self within the heart. Buoyancy, joy, love, happiness, and light are the practical, natural, and scientific results of the use of the sacred fire when you invoke it with faith. If you do not feel these results, it is because you have not consciously accepted the reality of that purifying fire or its ability to restore the natural rhythm of your four lower bodies. Now, beloved ones, those of you who are following my words with understanding should feel a tingling sensation in the extremities of your outer bodies, in your fingers, and even in your toes, because while I am speaking to you, we are dislodging tremendous concentrates of that dark, heavy substance from each one of your lower bodies. This substance that I speak of looks something like the sooty deposits inside a chimney that has not been cleaned for a long time. And we, the powers of purification, are extracting that heavy substance almost by hand, you might say. It is wedged in so tightly around the electrons. As it is removed, you will feel a great sense of relief and release, especially in your emotional bodies, the one with which I am most concerned. However, I must warn you to be careful not to draw this substance back into your various bodies again through the affinity you have for it in your feelings, having lived with it so long. If you so determine, beloved ones, you can let go of every discordant feeling and allow your emotional bodies to become saturated instead by the God feelings from the ascended masters. You can subject these overshadowed electrons to a transfusion of the spiritual forces of faith, hope, charity, peace, and purity, and thus fill in with light substance the spaces just vacated by the accumulations of discord. This light substance can then be qualified with buoyancy, love, and other constructive qualities, keeping a strict watch over your thoughts and feelings that you do not draw again the human effluvia with which the outside world is flooded. The feeling bodies of mankind are active 24 hours of the day. While some are asleep, others are awake, and the human feelings literally catapulted into the atmosphere, as the beloved Astrea described to you a few evenings ago, form blankets of misqualified energy which are looking for a home and for some life to sustain them through their own life energy. If the attention of even the student body could be permanently removed from the contemplation of discord and distress, and their feelings anchored on perfection, it would not be long before the kingdom of God would be manifested on the earth. It would be a simple matter, then, to sustain the emotional bodies of one and all in the same magnificent harmony and perfection experienced by the ascended masters and the angels every hour of the day. Furthermore, it would only be a question of a short time before the rest of humanity would want to emulate them through the desire in all men's hearts for happiness and peace. Your feeling bodies were provided for you for one purpose alone, that is to radiate, magnify, and expand some particular virtue of the Godhead, and for no other reason. Your feeling world was given to you to enable you to intensify the feelings of God Himself in this physical appearance world, where you now abide, as well as in the inner realms, where you will abide when you lay this earthly garment down. Therefore, beloved friends, you have not the right to allow your feelings the license to add to the discordant effluvia of mankind, which effluvia becomes a probe and a temptation to the weaker life streams who do not know what stirs their feelings when they are roused suddenly to violent emotions, to mob hysteria, to panic and depression, or whatever discordant appearance this effluvia may assume on the screen of life. Let me say that in the days ahead, the appearance on the screen of life will be such as will make it necessary that some members of the race be in control of their feeling worlds in order to hold the balance and form the conduits through which our energies may flow to protect that which is constructive and cooperate with the universal scheme. I thank you for listening, beloved ones, with as much attention and comprehension as you have. I thank you for remembering that every vehicle or body you have is an instrument for your use, and that the electrons which compose them are at the mercy of your conscious self. They may either be free, buoyant, ageless, beautiful, positive, and strong, or they will have to carry the unnecessary weight of the discord imposed upon them by yourself because you refuse to bridle the impulses of the senses, allowing your feeling world to be a plaything for passing destructive forces. You, who with such pride have held to the purity of your physical bodies, might well think of how loosely you have governed your inner vehicles through the ages. Those inner vehicles are as much a part of the temple of the Most High Living God as is the flesh garment, and more so, because at so-called death, the substance that composes your physical body goes back to the various elements to which it belongs, while your mental, emotional, and etheric bodies are the garments that your soul wears when you stand before the karmic board, and the records written therein will comprise your book of life, not the flesh. The flesh body is actually the innocent repository for the indulgences of the inner bodies, which bodies should be held in check by the indwelling ego who, in the final analysis, is the real culprit and is the one held responsible before life. Beloved ones, remember as you think of the water element, and as you have opportunity to concentrate on the control of storms, excessive rains, tidal waves, and other elemental disturbances, I am as close to you as you will allow. Through the use of the violet transmuting flame, your inner bodies have had more purification than they have had in all the centuries before the fall of man. Now, beloved ones, I would ask you, after you have placed all these discordant thoughts and feelings, with their resultant conditions, in the violet transmuting flame, please do not resuscitate them again through allowing your attention to dwell on their imperfection. Remember me as you go about your daily affairs and accept the purity and freedom which I am. God bless you, beloved ones.